word. Where's Suzanne?
Here comes Suzanne now.
You need your glasses, dear? Where's your glasses? I'm helping you, man. That's a nice necklace. Did you make that?
No.
It was a gift?
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Thank you.
What a hand for Suzanne Ohm.
Evening knowledge. The knowledge of man is an evening knowledge, but that of God is a morning knowledge. Ralph Waldo Emerson. And this is morning and evening knowledge. Mornings when I awaken and stare through the window above my computer at the tree, her hardened buds turning burgundy. I am alive to some mythic energy. Before dark, I peer out at her again, pick and peck for dews. How does it happen? Give me a sign. How will you convert from skeletal bare to corpulent bloom? My curiosity is not uncaring, but feeling assailed by my eyes, she remains on guard, silent, bare, withdrawn. She will not give away her secret. Then one night in April, upon arriving home, I close the car door, look up at my tree, and there, solid buds, transformed swellings of ruffled foliage. And that night while I sleep, my tree, like certain gossips I have known who obtain information from an intimate source, then relay it on to others for their own importance, my tree has dispatched her novel intelligence without telling me. I awaken to observe a landscape of red-winged growth. In the yard, the wood, along the street, and over the hills, a whispering campaign. Every tree has heard the news. Every branch is filled with heads of clover, like that nod and banter into fields of air. While I am still standing here on this earth. And in my galaxy, an insect's wings vibrate at a frequency 100 times a second, and its stars rotate in spiral arms. I live in one of those arms, going left. My galaxy spins around its center every 200 million years. Yet in a day, my cells will be renewed. I hope they will be good ones. At night, I hear my heart thump like spring thumps on the sun. Although this year, my heart is not in spring. I've been swept out by a tide. Still, I will conform to the pattern of this design, the motions of the earth, the moon. Their rhythms are part of me. I am part of them. Second, minute, day, year, millennium. Time, the dictator, stamps its signature on everyone. Each war seems different, yet the same. The Earth's climate cycles once every 100,000 years. How can we change our weather?